Mishnah. Alakeach Sodomi Oviv, a Mace Oviv. He bought something from his father, and then his father died. And then after he was Makdish, so basically he already inherited at the time it was Makdish it, because the Achuz has a din of the inherited field as far as Hekt is concerned. If at the time it was Makdish it, he did not yet own it, he just bought it from his father, which is a stay Mikneh, which normally would just go back by Yovel to the father. Rabbi says it has a halachas of a stay Mikneh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimim, Kizdei Achuza. They say tremendous Riddish. They didn't know at the time of the Hektish it did not fully belong to him, but since eventually he did inherit it, and now he did inherit it, it gets transformed into a stay Achuza Shenema. Says if it's stay mikneh, which is not a stay achuza, soda she'ena ru'uya lius stay achuza, but a soda that's roi lius achuza, when you makdish it with the potential of it turning into a stay achuza, yotzezu she'ru'uya lius stay achuza. Yeah, once again, it's a tremendous chiddush because at the time of the hektish it was not yet a stay achuza. Soda mikneh, ena yaita kind of, someone was makdish something we bought. And when Yovel comes, it does not go back to the Kohanim. She knows the Magdish Davar Sheinu Shelo. It did not belong to him fully. It was only his up to Yovel. Kohanim Levim, Magdishim Loilim, Vagoilim Loilim. Kohanim Levim have different rules. They can be Magdish even on the year of the Yovel itself. A Jew, a regular Yisrael who is Magdish on the Shanasa Yovel does not take effect. And Goilim Oilim, they also could be Poydered immediately after Yovel, whereas by others, there's a 2-year wait before the Geula. Yeah. Good.